Our next speaker is Lindsay Kaplan. Lindsay teaches French at the Winfleet School in Portland, Maine. She recently received her PhD in French Literature and French Studies from New York University in 2014. And her dissertation was entitled When Fiction Made History, Cultural Memory and the Representation of October 17, 1961. And your presentation today, Lindsay, is called The Third Way, The Burr Novel and the Search for Identity.
Thank you. In 1981, socialist François Mitterrand was elected president of France in a surprising victory against Valéry Giscard d'Estaing. And Neil McMaster suggest, memory activists seized their chance to bring old grievances about the Algerian War back to the table. Quote, with less political pressure placed on the media after the left gained power in 1981, evocations of controversial wartime events, such as torture and 17th October, formed part of the rhetoric of unearthing and uncovering, end quote. This moment of new cultural openness also saw the birth of the Beur civil rights movement. Beur refers specifically to youth of Maghrebi heritage and is a slang twist on the words arabe and rebeu. In François Desplanques' definition, il y a bien, outre un phénomène de génération, une prise de conscience collective favorisée par le développement de la vie associative. The Beurs created associations like SOS Racisme and stated huge public campaigns such as the Marche des Beurs. They also sought to mobilize means of cultural production in conjunction with political action, using literature as a medium for teaching youth about the history of the Franco-Algerian relationship and the Algerian War. To this end, a genre was born, the Beur novel. In their novels Le Sourire de Brahim, 1985, and Les Beurs de Seine, 1986, Nasser Kétan and Mehdi Lalaoui established the premise that the massacre of October 17, 1961 is fundamental to understanding what it means to be of Algerian descent in France in the 1980s. The notion of generation is multivalent and can be either unifying or divisive, or both, depending on why the notion is being mobilized and how it is being framed. It is not enough, Abdelmalek Sayad writes, to be literally contemporary, to be socialement contemporain. Contemporaneousness can be determined as well by other shared factors such as social condition, for example, among des hommes qui sont les produits à des moments différents d'un même mode d'engendrement. House and McMaster used Sayad's theory to explain how a group of activists and writers self-selected into a génération marked by their foundations as well as by their circumstances, or in Sayad's terms, diachronie et synchronie, longitudinalité et transversalité, antériorité et simultanéité, le modèle paradigmatique de la relation postulée par l'une et par l'autre conception, conjointement présentée dans la représentation que tout groupe se donne de lui-même, et pour l'une l'ancestralité et pour l'autre la fraternité. In the context of these chosen fraternities and generations, Beurs needed a collective story to create group memory. The novels of Kétan and Lalaoui, among others, began to create it. Co-founder of the influential Radio Beur, which hit airwaves in 1981, Nasser Kétan was also a novelist and a doctor. In other words, a real immigrant success story. He was at the forefront of the social movements gathering steam in the early 1980s. C'était une époque excitante, se souvient-il. J'avais conscience de participer à un mouvement qui allait révolutionner les mentalités. Nous n'étions plus des enfants issus de l'immigration, mais des Français pourvus d'une double culture. Kétan thus had his finger on the pulse of Beur culture. He not only gave them a vehicle for self-expression and identity, but also exposed the complexity of the issues Beurs faced and the heterogeneity of the immigrant and post-immigrant populations through community dialogue. Le Sourire de Brahim, published in 1985, is largely autobiographical Beur Bildungsroman. The novel opens with the protagonist's family preparing to participate in the demonstration of October 17, 1961. Brahim's baby brother, Kader, is killed with the first wave of gunfire from the CRS. This event sets the tone for the entirety of Brahim's later experiences as a bright minority in post-decolonization France. Le visage de Brahim s'était durci. Il semblait vieilli de plusieurs années, tout d'un coup. Pas une larme ne coulait de ses yeux. Il caressait le visage de son frère qui le regardait mais qui ne le voyait plus. Ce jour-là, le sourire de Brahim s'envola. The guiding premise of this novel is thus that Brahim's identity has been forged by the brutality of the French police against a peaceful population of regular Algerians, and that he never smiles again, ever. This dynamic between a gentle civilian population and a power structure that views them as enemies is repeated over and over in the novel, in practically every event of Brahim's life. The impression, finally, is of the tremendous weight of the societal injunction against Brahim as a type, irrespective of his actual behavior or performance as a scholar and a man. Kitan rejects binaries by exploring the good and bad in all individuals in the novel, while reserving blanket judgments for institutions such as the extreme right, the media, and the fashion. For example, Brahim becomes close with two Jewish girls, both of whose parents embrace him because he's a nice guy. There are also French people who are not racists, mixed-race marriages, and a wide spectrum of goodness across political parties. There are also unjust Algerians and other defiers of stereotypes, such as the pair of homosexual, free-loving Algerian brothers, more devout than anyone in the projects. Kitan insists on the importance of immigrant youth creating solidarity with others of all kinds to combat institutional racism. Car il faut comprendre une chose, la guerre d'Algérie c'est fini pour tout le monde, et les enfants d'anciens harkis, eh bien, ils sont exactement comme nous. According to Laura K. Reek, Kitan's idea is that through the weight of the Burr identification, the group can more successfully oppose the dilution of their identity into the mold promulgated by the institutions of the French Republic. End quote. They can choose the parameters of the generation they'll belong to. They don't have to accept external and exclusionary ideas about who they are. In this way, Kitan, quote, puts forward a critique of how modes and means of reporting represent the Burr generation, end quote. The opening depiction of the October 17th massacre emphasizes that the suffering and silence of the parents form an integral part of the social consciousness of the younger generation. Their memory battle is therefore for their own place in French society, but also for the restoration of their parents' dignity and recognition of their parents' accomplishments. Re-establishing a memory of October 17th forms a fundamental hurdle in the reconstitution of the history and memory of Maghrebis in France. Each of these novels builds on the cultural work done by the last, multiplying narrative redundancies within each novel and as a corpus to cement a social memory. Here is the now familiar image of the Seine bursting its banks with the corpses of demonstrators, to which Kitan adds the understanding that this past event should serve to forge a collective memory among the descendants of those who experienced it. Les berges de la Seine étaient jalonnées de cadavres, et sous le pont de Mirabeau avait coulé le sang. Hommes noyés, fusillés, torturés, à jamais témoins de la barbarie, vous êtes comme un souffle de vie suspendu qui rafraîchira la mémoire des générations en pèlerinage d'identité. Burr culture, Kitan insists, will find a third way, not purely French, not purely Algerian, and its new collective memory must also be shared by the French of European origin as part of their history too. No amnesty can silence the Burrs because the war is over. Nous les Burrs, on fait peur. Tu comprends, ni l'un ni l'autre des gouvernements ne peuvent nous canaliser. Pour eux, on ferait mieux de disparaître. Mais j'espère qu'on le montrera un jour ce qu'on est. Nous sommes les révélateurs de leurs contradictions, de leurs mensonges, et même de leur trahison vis-à-vis la mémoire du peuple. The methods of this new awareness will be cultural. Ces jeunes s'expriment par la culture, musique, théâtre, littérature. Faridi Soufi says, and this is strongly emphasized in the novel as Brahim and his friends organize a neighborhood association that shows films, including Elise de la Vraie Vie and West Side Story, and puts on plays and concerts. These activities are profoundly anchored in French traditions and culture. They also host debates, during which they encourage youths to express themselves civilly in a safe environment. Les jeunes ne se gênaient pas pour donner leur avis. Dans cet endroit, ils étaient considérés comme des gens responsables. Ils sortaient de leur zone d'ombre, ils se laissaient aller à leurs sentiments, leurs pulsions. Ils savaient montrer leur douceur naturelle, leur soif de vivre, leur désir d'échanger des idées. They must, Kitan insists, take it upon themselves to create environments and situations capable of bringing out the best in themselves. They can't wait for the French to do it. Tant qu'on n'aura pas créé nos propres radios, télé et journaux, ils auront toujours la part plus belle. Tu comprends? Il faut que ce soit nous-mêmes qui nous organisions et parlions de nous. Moi, je vous dis qu'il faut qu'on crée nos propres moyens d'expression pour dire ce qu'on est. Mehdi Lalouie's emphasis, like Kitan's, is on spaces of contested memory, the identity of French citizens of mixed or non-European heritage, and on the attempt to forge a common space of for identity expression within the hexagon. For Lalouie, the children of those who participated on October 17th, quote, have picked up the thread again of this painful, violent memory, end quote, as a link to their elders, and as a way to understand the various levels of silence and occultation that clouded their family trajectories and Franco-Algerian identities. Les Belles de Seine announces its project with its title, since by 1986, the frequency and primacy of association of Algerian identity and the River Seine with October 17th made the connection inescapable. Unlike Le Sourire de Brahim, Lalouie's novel is not a Bildungsroman. Instead, its focus is on validating the present moment by looking back and refusing to discount the formative nature of the colonial relationship. Cassie and his friends Mourad and Belkacem understand their cultural predicament, and in the novel they are invested in explaining who they are to les Gaulois, but also to the members of their own community who don't know their history. Nos vieux, their parents, are described as ill-equipped to understand their children's lives. Like Kétan, Lalouie uses the term bouffe to refer to unfriendlies of European origin, but in this novel, the definition is expanded as Mourad refers to a recent immigrant from Algeria as le bouffe du bled. Mourad and his peers exist at a similar cognitive distance from both traditional French attitudes and traditional Algerian ones. The young men's problems with citizenship and the law are cemented by the isolation of their living situation. In the shantytowns and suburbs of Paris, a world apart has grown to maturity in the mud. The friends are constantly faced with the reality of how little les Gaulois really know or care to know about them as a community or about their shared history. Cassie's love interest, Katia, voices this with some shame. Je connais très peu l'histoire de la guerre d'Algérie, dit Katia en baissant les yeux, comme pour s'excuser. Oh, rassure-toi, je n'en connais pas beaucoup plus, reconnut Farida. Farida is the younger sister of one of the main characters. In this way, Lalouie highlights that ignorance about the immigrant community in France is not just a French problem. The Burrs do not know their own history and are therefore incapable of building identity or combating stereotypes. In the novel, Cassie, Belka, and Mourad are forever holding forth about their history. As a political device, these didactic harangues have two important functions. One is that they offer readers of North African descent a way other than open revolt to approach the discrimination they face in France and a vision of what citizenship and action should mean to them. The other is that they literally teach their peers, both Burr and Gaulois, their term, about their own history. When Katia confesses her ignorance about the Algerian War, Cassie's job in the novel is to teach her, without anger and without reproach. This is how the Burrs will overcome the racism and establish themselves as legitimate social actors. This is echoed during a strike in the factory where the young men work. While Mourad is speaking about the harsh treatment of the Burrs' parents, another worker interjects. Tu exagères, lança quelqu'un. Pas du tout, répliqua Mourad. En plus, il n'était pas comme nous les vieux. Il foutait jamais le bordel. Jamais de mouvement de grève, rien. Tranquille, quoi. Mourad does not need to berate the worker for his disbelief or to point to racial disparity. His job is to educate patiently. Cassie is the main protagonist. He is sensitive and shy, as is amply illustrated by the love story with the young Frenchwoman. This racially mixed couple shows an idealized scenario of what a successful integration might entail. Cassie presents a story in which each person's identity and heritage remain valuable and enrich the partnership. In a nod to Kétan's Brahim, Cassie forces himself to keep smiling no matter what is happening, and sometimes the smile takes on a terrible edge. In another nod, Cassie loses his smile. At the novel's close, Mourad is killed after exchanging unpleasantries with the concierge of his girlfriend's building. Young Burrs retaliate when the concierge is released without being charged with a crime. Le soir, la loge du concierge brûla et une dizaine de vitrines dans sa rue volèrent en éclats. Le sourire légendaire de Cassie s'était éteint avec la vie de Mourad. Lalouie reports this without condoning it, holding a mirror up to the snowballing cycle of violence and recriminations among France's populations, where in many cases only one side of the story is told. After Mourad's death, this is plainly evident. Dans un journal du lendemain, un journaliste déclarait qu'un concierge courageux, en état de légitime défense, avait mortellement blessé un agresseur d'origine nord-africaine, venu cambrioler les appartements. L'article soulignait que l'agresseur en question, déjà recherché par la police, faisait l'objet d'un arrêt d'expulsion. Turns out later that the concierge is an ancien para, highlighting the ways in which the colonial relationships have been preserved and reproduced in the hexagon. Because this is fiction, Lalaoui can tell us the rest of the story. This invites readers to interrogate the way that events involving immigrants or their children in France are represented to the public. Here is the rest of the story. Personne ne dit que Mourad avait 23 ans, qu'il était né à Poitou, Hauts-de-Seine, et qu'il aimait sa vie, même si, de par son histoire, on ne lui reconnut jamais ce droit de vivre comme les autres, avec les mêmes chances que tous les autres. October 17th appears towards the end of the novel, in one of Cassie's long lessons to which his peers listen with rapt attention, showing how narrative can be validated through the repetition of ideas, or recreated. But Katia is now part of their expanding community, and she and Belkacem's younger sister Farida need to be educated, so Cassie links present behavior with a collective past. Et pourtant, ça vaut le coup de gratter un peu la couche de vernis qui recouvre, en France, l'histoire de la guerre d'Algérie, reprit Cassie. Ton frère, souvent lorsqu'il passe devant la préfecture de police, s'arrête à côté, au marché aux fleurs. Il fait toujours la même chose, quand il a un peu de temps devant lui. Il achète des œillets rouges ou blancs et va les jeter dans les eaux de la Seine. Tu ne l'as jamais vu faire ce geste? In lieu of an official commemoration of the October 17th killings, the Burr generation will commemorate these killings themselves, both privately and by spreading knowledge. In lieu of academic histories or in-depth journalistic treatment of October 17th, the Burrs made use of the Roman Athèse to do the same work. Now that Cassie has whetted the girl's interest with a description of Belka's ritual, he goes on to explain the event that gave rise to it. Cassie garda son sourire. Il dit que c'est pour ne pas oublier les morts, les gens de chez nous, les travailleurs algériens qui ont été assassinés dans la cour de la préfecture de police le mois et l'année de ta naissance. En octobre 61, s'étonna Katia. Oui, parfaitement. Le 17 octobre 1961, des centaines d'Algériens furent assassinés à Paris parce qu'ils manifestaient pacifiquement pour l'indépendance de leur pays. Pendant plusieurs jours, on repêche des dizaines de noyés dans la Seine. Ce sont des vieux ouvriers algériens qui m'ont raconté ça. Cassie's information comes with a pedigree, the older laborers, but the pedigree also serves to illustrate why, in part, why the girls did not know about the demonstrations before. With October 17th, commemoration and education did not follow traditional channels. The children did not learn about the day at school, and affected families did not speak of it either. Their children, however, manifestly desired to resurrect these past events for discussion and acknowledgement, and to reject the persistent discrimination and humiliation experienced by their generation, raised and educated in France. The girls are disbelieving at first. Ça alors c'est dingue, s'exclama Farida. Mais pourquoi un événement si important, personne n'en a jamais parlé dans les livres ou dans les films? Pourquoi il n'y a pas des traces de tout cela? Parce que c'est trop gênant de regarder son histoire en face, dit Katia. C'est trop gênant pour la bonne morale de la société. En France, on préfère parler de la torture des autres plutôt que de ses propres tortionnaires. Parfaitement. On fait comme s'ils n'ont jamais existé, ces Algériens assassinés. And thus, two new memory bearers are born. There are multiple goals in this type of education: to spread the word, to awaken the French to the acts committed in their name and in their lifetimes, and to give them a chance to become conscientious objectors. Another goal is to achieve some justice, even if only symbolic, for the Algerians massacred on October 17th, and for the years of discrimination and humiliation endured by Algerians and French Algerians before, during, and after the war. Finally, Ketan and Lalaoui are trying to open the doors of French society for its populations of minorities from once colonized nations. This work of identity creation for a population not wholly French, not wholly Algerian, is a crucial element of the mobilization of the memory of October 17th, 1961, in the 1980s. The message from Ketan and Lalaoui is that the French not only created the immigrant problem themselves through the long arc of colonization and decolonization, but also suppressed all memorial evidence of that process, thereby creating a cultural memory that essentializes the transgressions of the post-colonial immigrant population and erases the history of state violence against them. However bleak that may seem, both novels offer education, solidarity, and openness about history as solutions to persistent inequality. Both novelists rebuke only those contemporaries who insist on perpetuating colonial roles in the hexagon, thereby permitting readers to envision a future in which Frenchness is not determined by skin color, ancestral origin, or any institutional definition of integration, but instead by a person's willingness to work with others for the betterment of French society as a whole, and to work for the best possible future for everyone.